Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Veronica. I kind of feel like we've almost been joined at the hip lately, haven't we?
Well, we're evolving in the feminine style.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even done a little menage a trois. We throw Bob in there, too.
He likes that.
Of course, you're welcome, Bob. Okay, tonight's show. Just so you know, there are a ton of beings in tonight, and the dogs are going absolutely out of their minds. So, subjective reality revisited, and it just was very important to revisit this subject because things are so nuts right now. So. thank you. And we're going to actually, Veronica and I are both going to try to be able to put together full sentences tonight. Since last week
darn,
we weren't capable
like
of doing it.
Yeah.
Last week we spoke in code because we were still recuperating. Anyway, subjective reality, how it can sneak up on you in the smallest ways. And this is, intention, attention, your personal lens, which, again, I apologize to everyone. When I write these announcements for the shows, I can't spell. So you just have to read everything phonetically.
I think with all the texting and email, more people have lost the ability to spell than ever before.
Well, thank God that maybe they won't notice.
they won't notice.
And seeing everything through your own personal lens, your own lens color, and we'll go into that in a minute. And this is everything you read, see, hear, when I wrote this last night, I did include, there were a lot of channelings, and so I said, pay close attention how you interpret the information as it's going to align with tonight's discussion. I'm not going to talk about any of the channelings, but what really brought this, let's do the show dedication. The discernment to be able to make choices that most support our personal and planetary evolution. And because we really need to turn our discerning on right now because of the way these energies are coming in and everything is kind of shoving up and out. Our emotional bodies are vibrating all over the place. So segue into current energies. Oh man. Emotions for all of us right now are so amplified, and there's so much energy coming in that any emotion that you're feeling can either turn in on you physically, or you can blow it outside of you to other people. And it's really very, very, very important that everybody listening to this pays real, please pay heed to your huge beings. Everything you do right now counts, from the smallest little statement to the biggest. There is nothing that's not counting right now. Not that somebody's looking over you and they're going to judge you. That your impact is huge, whether you project that impact out into the world or you turn it in on yourself. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And I certainly have gone through this myself this week, where I felt some emotions that set off a trigger in my own body, but I'm also seeing it out there, reflected back to me through other people. And the one, which means that our emotions can turn destructive in a moment, because our destruction, our emotions are so amplified right now because the energies are so big. And we're running huge electrical energy. I've been doing people all day today and just sitting here going, fear. Boy, you know, we've played with fear on this planet for so long. I really have to say, if there is any emotion that we have really got to get a grip on, it's fear. Fear will go internal, and it can wreak havoc on your body in a moment. In a moment. And literally turn the way that you view everything in your experience. Distort it so that it comes, you know, what starts out as a mouse turns into a lion coming at you. And I'm seeing this phenomenon. I'm going, subjective reality, wow. Okay, so that's why we're doing the show tonight, because what I realize is that when we did subjective reality before, things weren't as amplified as they are right now. Now subjective reality is taking on a whole new hue.
Bunch of hues, yeah.
Would you agree, Veronica?
Yes, I would. I feel...
You know, we're really in different states, folks. We're not holding up cue cards to one another, so.
I feel way different. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but I feel different. Like, my lenses are really different. But yeah. I will go back and forth. I mean, like, in a really strange, of course, I always do go back and forth. But, I mean, lately it's been really quite fast. Fairly mercurial, I'd say.
Yes.
I'm very angry about, I know you're not, I said to Bob today, Jackie would love it if I said this. She'd be telling me you should be in the now and you should be loving it and recognize that everybody's in the perfect presentation, but I'm kind of mad about political stuff and, yeah.
Oh, no.
not for long. I keep listening to the message, you know, go back and center yourself and so on, but a part of me wants to go, and it's like two paradigms, isn't it? It's like being in different realities.
It is different realities. It is different realities. It's subjective.
Mm-hmm.
We get to choose what reality we're in. First, we have to choose for us.
Right.
Personally, okay? For our bodies, for our minds, for our emotional well-being. And then we start choosing outside of ourselves, which is really never outside of ourselves, for our immediate people, lovers, family, et cetera, people that we're in contact with, our tribe, if you will. I think somebody used that expression in some of the comments going back and forth after the intensive. But the anger, and I mean, if you're going to feel anger, certainly feel, don't suppress it. I would never tell people to suppress it.
Mm-hmm.
But get clear about why you're feeling it and what kind of lens is it coming through. How subjective is what you're seeing? Because we already know that politics, war, and all of that is an outward manifestation of an internal process. What's going on within us internally as a collective is being reflected outside of us as these manifestations. The manipulations, the lying, the graft, the corruption, so on and so forth, those are things that are within humanity or they wouldn't be reflected outside of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
When you say within humanity, it's like we claim it within ourselves, right?
Well, yes. Because we're part of the collective. I mean, we're going to become a telepathic race. How many people do you know if you said to them today, from here on out, we're all telepathic, and I'm going to know your thoughts and you're going to know mine? How many people are ready for that?
Well, I already know as an intuitive, there are a lot of people that say, don't look at me. You know, when you're a little kid, little kids do that, don't they? They say, don't look at me.
I have to go back to the movie Avatar, I see you. You know?
Yeah, isn't that? Yeah, and that's the same thing. I'm turned around, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is. So I look forward. I really look forward to telepathy. To me, and I had that with little Brittany, Kathleen's daughter. Where we would, in speaking, we were sending pictures back and forth, and it was so telepathic, it was fabulous. I could read her thoughts, she could read mine, and even during our conversation, the words came with pictures, and it was just such an extraordinary experience. I loved every moment of it. And I walk around the house all day long thinking to myself, okay, I am willing to be that open that people can read anything and everything about me. That's big.
I'm trying to decide whether I'm that willing, but I think I am.
Well, I think it's something we all need to look at is, can we clean ourselves? I mean, I don't want to get too sidetracked here, but basically, so let's go back to lenses. I'm going to jump all over tonight, I can tell that. There's the plan and then there's what happens. Well, we'll get to lenses in a minute.
Get off the rebounder, will you?
Right. Let's talk about... I don't need a rebounder with these energies. I'm rebounding off the walls. Health, major issue. Rage, anger, some of these other energies, fear, can literally overnight make you ill, exhausted, drained, any of that. Jealousy, some of these other more negative energies that twist, can stop and impede and even reverse our growth right now. This is how fast this stuff is moving through. We don't have the time like we used to have, that distance, that lag. It's shortening up so quickly right now, and the energies are coming in so fast that we really have to be conscious all the time and grounding. Grounding. I mean, we need to be really conscious about going outside, grounding. If we're feeling fluttery at all, get outside, ground, 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 ground. I talked to two different people today, and I was bouncing off the walls after talking to them because they were, the team used this analogy, which I loved, and they were talking about the power poles that you see along the highway, and they use a really cute expression about if that they're the poles that if you see them, you know you might as well throw your cell phone out the window. And and what's happening is the energies are coming into us like we're these huge, giant power lines, okay? And we're trying to transmit to the little wooden telephone power lines that run along the... And so if you could imagine, it's like the minute you try to transmit, you burst them into flames because there's no transformer in between, which is why we've got to ground. We have to ground. We have to ground. Or we're just going to start completely undoing people. We'll walk out of a room and we'll look at people and their hair will be whooshed back, you know, or fried, you know. And we will stop getting invites. I mean, you know. But that is what the energies are like right now. And especially on the emotional level, this is a, because the energies are so big, so intense, if we start going into negative emotions in these huge energies, imagine what they do inside of us and outside of us. I mean, I got very clear after the intensive that I have no long, I mean, I got it before the intensive. I really got it afterwards. I got angry about something and literally felt the inside of my bladder burning from the anger. And it was like there was a blowtorch in my bladder, and I thought, oh, shit, I've gone too far again. And it didn't take probably more than an hour before literally I had burned the inside of the bladder to the point where I started bleeding, but it wasn't a normal way that it's ever happened before. I literally burnt the inside of my bladder.
So what can we do to offset that? Because obviously we each have different, we all have different.
Yeah, I'm an exaggerated case. Please understand that, people. You're not going to burn your organs. You know,
if a person has a fragility in a certain organ or some
they
kind of
can inherited create absolute damage, totally, yes. But I don't want to frighten people to the point that they're walking around thinking, my God, I just blew my heart out or something.
But I know that you have so much magic. I'm going, well, what if you had been if it were me and I'd been faster at intercepting that reaction, how would I do that? How would you recommend? So that's a really big question. It's like, not to get angry, it's like we have to release it somehow.
You have to release it, and I don't think it's going to explode on you like it did on me. This obviously was a big chunk that I hadn't dealt with to the degree, because I couldn't control it. When it came up, it was so big, it went from, you know, the mouse to the dinosaur. It wasn't a bypass lion altogether.
But that was also a very ancient, I mean, you were reacting to something that's an ancient tie, right?
Evidently, yes. Mm-hmm. Evidently, yes. This just literally like dominoes went through multiple lifetimes and the rage was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even, it was coming out of my cells. And I think it was honestly as a result of the intensive, because obviously it was something I needed to dump. But we're going to have these experiences hopefully in smaller doses, that when they come up, we can, you know, as it happens, recognize what we're feeling, why it's amplified, why we are responding the way we are. Somebody does something that normally may just aggravate you. In this instance, it might just completely flip you out. And you get this rush of all this stuff that comes with it. You know, everything they've ever done seems to jump on board with the trigger. So the trigger happens, and then everything they've ever done just kind of jumps on the plate with it. And so you have to really, God, these are unexpressed emotions I've never gotten to. Here it comes like this giant flood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let it move out and try, you know, okay, I'm feeling it. I'm letting it out. But I'm not going to be destructive to that person or to myself in the process.
So the quicker you kind of get in touch with what the lens is and what it's trying to reveal to you, right? Faster.
Sometimes it's just a dump. Sometimes it's just a dump. For a lot of us, you know, who have not expressed the anger that we have felt about something, you know, we've couched it, we've this, we've that, you know, trying to keep the peace and so on and so forth. I know it would be hard for people to believe I'd ever do that.
watching, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I guess I do because I think.
Yes, you do. Go ahead.
The woman who, Monique, who won the award for being, the comedian who won the
award
for being
yes.
a precious mother, and they showed the vicious scene where she was, and she spoke, she was talking to Barbara Walters, and she spoke about her, how she had gotten over the abuse that she'd had, and that she'd had to let it go and release it. And I was mesmerized by how angry a woman she was, but she wasn't admitting any of that. And I thought, did you see that?
No, the Barbara Walters interview I did not see.
Well, the reason I'm mentioning it is because it's so easy for us to think that we're done or we've released something, and
great
it's still
point.
Resonant in our being. You know, I liked her. I'm not judging her. I'm just going,
no,
whoa.
No. No, yeah. I have people, and I absolutely agree with you, I have people who will stand right there and say, I've dealt with that. I'm done with it. I'm complete. And like you, I look at them and I think, oh, no, you're not.
Well, you know, and I don't do politics and stuff. I hardly follow the news, which maybe I should get over, but Bob's very good at following it all. So one night, I was just going to sleep, and he told me, I maybe shouldn't say this because it's political, but he told me of a possible ticket on which two people are going to run for election in 2012. And I woke up in the morning, and I wanted to leave the planet because I thought, if that's that, I'm done. And I really had no idea.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me guess. Is Sarah Palin on one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'd do it.
The other
Although
one,
that wouldn't make me mad. That just makes me laugh.
The other one was Cheney, the two of them.
Uh-huh. That just makes me laugh.
Oh, well, that you're a better man than I am, Ganga Din, because I haven't been paying attention in the way I used to. And so I got up in the morning, and I was devastated. And I went, wow, what does this mean? I was crawling around. It was that intense for me. So back to the lens, I realized that what it meant was to me that here we are working on the light. And it came up with an experience I had from the Atlantean times during the intensive, right?
Right.
Of all the work and how many people want the light, but is it going to work? I think this is all tied to that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Totally makes sense. That's why I kind of giggle because when you say Cheney,
I'm glad your sense of humor is so.
Well, my sense of humor is because, you know, I got the whole entourage here, and I would say to you that they will never allow that to happen on this planet. There are some things they would never intervene in. That happens to be one they would.
Okay.
Okay.
Sign here. Is this a contract?
Well, no. I'm just making the comment because they're in my ear. So,
right.
You know, you don't have to get too upset about that.
But it's just interesting how upset I got. You see, that's what I'm trying to say. It was an example of being triggered, and you don't.
Well,
need to
and it is
be.
A trigger, and it's one that's in the future, and it also. You want to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And so what happens is what you don't want bit you in the ass. Right?
Yeah, because it resonated with something. Isn't that what we're saying? Is the darn lens is somewhere.
And so you're saying from the intensive with the whole thing with Atlantis, it resonated to that piece, which triggered it even deeper.
Exactly. And so I'm spun around going, woo, woo. But not for long. It just was surprising for me, hon. But it's a good teaching tool.
It's a great tool, Veronica. I can't listen. I, in my glass house, can say nothing after what I've been through in the last week. I will say nothing. Absolutely, which is a rarity for me. So let's get on to subjective reality, which is really not that we aren't kind of, you know, dancing around it here. But I really want to talk about the lenses of reality. And we all operate with these four. There's probably more, but these are the primary ones. Power, safety, value, and trust. And we tend to be primarily one of them with the others coming in junior positions. Veering places, okay? Some people are power people. Some people are safety people. anything that it threatens their safety, they go over the edge. And some people are so involved in power that anything that gets in the way of their power, they would destroy them. I had an ex-husband and a mother-in-law like that. They wanted all the power. I gave them all the power. It made them happy. I didn't care.
But the irony is power is changing.
I'm sorry? the irony is what?
The irony is that the word power is changing meanings as we authenticate more and more and release a lot, isn't it?
Well, we're not talking power over. We're talking about authentic power anyway.
Yes.
And if we don't have authentic power, we want somebody else's.
That's true.
Okay, the other one is trust. And, of course, during these times, that's a really big issue. But if you're a trust person, okay, right now, trust is a huge issue if you look outside of yourself, if you watch the news, okay, if you listen to the possibility of a Palin-Cheney ticket. You know,
and I trust their motivation.
or a value person. And, you know, we all know value people who are trying to prove their value all the time. The good little girls and boys who try to do it all right all the time.
Hmm.
You know, certainly you know people like that. I know I do, but a lot of this is really around value. Look at what a good little girl or boy I am. You know, as their husband takes them to the cleaners and, you know, and they're still trying to prove it. They always do the right thing.
And they don't make a fuss.
So if you look at subjective reality, recognizing that you're going to see reality through primarily one of those lenses, first you want to determine what your primary drive is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And really start paying attention to how you take in reality based on that lens or drive.
Mm.
Because everything you see is colored by that. Absolutely. This came up, one of my darling, and I know she's listening to the show. If not tonight, she'll listen to it tomorrow, and I'll hear about it. She read a channeling, and it happened to be a channeling that I think I got a day later from Squirrel, because Squirrel filters all the channelings, God bless her.
She's really good at that.
Oh, she's brilliant at it. And so I read this channeling that she sent along, and with it was this, I could tell, absolutely terrified message. Does this mean I can never ask for help again? We're not allowed to ask for help again. And I'm like, what? So I read the channeling, and I thought, did we just read the same thing?
Oh, really?
I just wrote her back, and I said, no, it doesn't mean that at all. You're fine. I don't even remember what the damn thing said.
So you're just saying that it's how we read through our lenses, through our filters.
Through our drive or lens.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when it really came home to me, because the team likes to mess with me. Much as I hate to admit that, now, yet everybody who's really close to me knows it's true. And I read something yesterday that set me off. And I went back today and reread it and went, oh, hell, it didn't say that at all. And I'm really paying attention to how am I running emotions. And so after just going through the black, I mean, I'm like being so good. Okay. Really, I have a little halo over my head right now. And tipped a little bit.
See, I can't see it.
Shut up, Veronica.
But, you know, I used to say all the time, you know, I could take one book, and if I read the same book every year, it would be a different book.
Of course. If you read it every month right now, it would be different.
Right. Maybe every
because
week.
Things are so accelerated. But what was interesting, I was crystal clear that it was my lens, okay, my interpretation based on what I thought I was going to read, based on who it was and so on, and it did not say that at all. I was fascinated, absolutely fascinated by that. And I thought, oops. So they're just kind of driving it home for me so that I see it kind of over and over and over again. Also, emotional triggers and emotional feelings. Because if we're reading it, hearing it, I mean, here we go back to kinesthetic and, you know, all the stuff of neurolinguistic programming. You know, are you auditory, visual, you know, are you kinesthetic? Which kind of a person are you? Do you feel? Do you see? Do you hear? Those things are going to come in through those filters as well. And so I've really been paying, I really kind of gone neutral with everybody around me last couple of days to just kind of, and it's been funny, there's been nobody around me. Even my son hasn't been home. And I thought, huh, he must.
They can feel a change coming on.
Yo, yeah. Then it came to love. Because how you receive love, how open are you to love? This then became a real interesting kind of piece I started playing with about love. And that's why I had that little come apart before we opened the show tonight. They were short somebody tonight, and so I didn't get a chance to share with Veronica. But I had someone in the healing. I was moving crystals kind of around me and so on, and all of a sudden I had someone in the healing room that I have such great, incredible love for that just appeared before me and asked me to put my hands out and just receive love, which is something I don't do. I'm a great giver of love. I'm a great vehicle for love. I'm a great channel for love. But just to receive, and this was a real private, beautiful experience for me, and I just completely came apart.
Oh.
And I just received. And it had to be in a very private, just a real special moment for me. And I thought it was so interesting because I had written about this in my notes, and there it was. And I just opened to receive, not, you know, anything, just drank it in, which I don't do very often. That's shame on me.
What a wonderful thing, a wonderful story.
Thank you. It was very precious. It was very precious. And and even the hands, you know, it was really quite beautiful. So this does impact our ability to receive love. Because if we're viewing things through our lenses, which are distorted, it also impacts our ability to receive love. Because we won't be able to receive love if we don't feel that we're valuable enough, if we don't feel safe enough, if we don't feel powerful enough. Does that make sense? I think
yes,
so.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Years ago, there was somebody who talked about the power, value, safety, trust. And he talked about, sorry, I don't know his name. I'd give it to you if I had it, but I don't. And he was talking about taking four people who that was their primary drive and putting them in a grocery store. And a mom's there with their kid, and the kid tears open the bag of potato chips and throws them all over the aisle. And that each person would interpret that act differently based on their drive.
Hmm.
The safety person would immediately think, oh, God, he's going to get in trouble. You know, the value person, et cetera, you know, as you went down the line, each person would interpret that act totally different. And I thought that was just such an insightful statement, very insightful statement, and it really gave me I do not understand how you can take humans, how the police department can take humans who have been witnesses to a single incident and ever come up with a consensus. I just leave it there. I think it's completely impossible.
What did I hear? That if you have, you know, aging siblings, you become friends if you can hear one another recount childhood stories differently and accept it in each other. Then you can become friends.
Oh, that's lovely.
It is, isn't it? And it's rare, you know. It's rare.
Well, I don't have siblings, so I don't really... I've never had that, you know. I actually, you know, can say that... I barely have can understand my own version of reality. I wouldn't even imagine what it would be like if I had a sibling. Other than to commiserate.
And I'm sure they wouldn't have siblings?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you think the team has siblings?
Well, you know, when you talk about the team, you have to remember how many are there.
I know.
Okay, so, you know, some yes, some no. I mean, there's all different ways of being. Not everyone is physically born.
Right.
Remember that. So they got a big ha-ha out of that, by the way. You're on tonight, according to them. Okay, I'm going to go on the channel.
See you later.
Love you.
Love you too.
All right. Welcome, everyone. All right. Oh, Veronica, good to be with you, dear.
It's wonderful to be with you again.
All right, and to be with all of you out there that are listening or will listen to this transmission. So, subjective reality. What a wonderful subject you girls are talking about tonight. Now, Veronica.
Yes.
let's talk with you.
Okay.
Since your reality is subjective, and something that was floated about, proposed, nothing concrete certainly at this moment, about a political ticket, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was something.
All right. Disturbed you so.
Well, it surprised me that I was so disturbed, actually.
Exactly. So, where would now, we know that there were other things going on that made this even more disturbing for you. But, if you'd not just come off of an intensive about Atlantis and some other things, all right, what would have been a good thing for you to do in the instant that you felt triggered by it?
I think to, first of all, breathe and go inside and start to feel those parts of me that might betray the light or the directions that I believe in. Something like that. That makes sense?
How about make a choice?
Okay.
How about getting in touch with your choice, with your will, with your vision for the future? Immediately sitting with your vision of the future. Now, your vision of the future doesn't include those two people, does it?
Mm-mm.
Well, not that you want them blasted off the planet. But you also don't want them running your country.
No.
So rather than pushing against them, all right, a wonderful way to counter that would be to sit with this wonderful visual of whoever you want in office at that time. Don't focus on the election. That gets too controversial. Do the day after, the week after, the month after,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And float around the White House as people are, oh, moving about and, you know, changing things and working on this and working on that. And getting things through Congress, which would be a wonderful thing. You see, a spirit of cooperation and excitement. Not that they beat them or did this, but that it doesn't matter who ran it didn't. You're in your vision of the future. Do you understand?
Right.
Pouring your energy into that, your love, your joy, your excitement. Planting positive seeds. Now, we talked about this in the intensive. As the Christ lifetime seeded for today, seeded in terms of seeds of light at a time when the planet was so dark, so far away from the sun, furthest away from the sun it was going to become. All right? You are seeding now for the future of this planet, all of you listening to this transmission. You're seeding for the future of your planet. How do you do that? With light, with vision, with choice, with will. Now, perhaps those people are nameless and faceless that you envision in the White House, or running the banking system, or wherever you happen to be.
Or recreating the banking system, yes.
We'll share with you. We were doing a session with someone this week, and they had opted not to sign up for Medicare. And they were in their 70s now. And we queried, why would you not sign up for medical assistance? You paid in all your, worked all your life, worked hard. Well, I wasn't going to do it their way and this and that and the other, and hospitals are terrible. And all right. So we asked, did you sign up for Social Security, for the benefits? Yes. Well, I could. And then somehow it got to the banking industry. And they said, well, it doesn't, Social Security is going to go bankrupt. Doesn't matter anyway, because the whole, everything by November, there'll be no more banks. All right. Now, we love this being, a very powerful being. Very powerful being, very unhappy about the way the country is run and many other things. Now, that reality for them is true. We were going to argue about it. That's their reality. Now, will it end up being true for them? Well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were many people that were on the Nasara bandwagon, all right? And all this money was going to come into the country and be distributed, and everybody would have money, and there'd be no more, oh, that was the end, no more income tax, and on and on and on and on. And we want to caution you people that when you start having visions and really focusing, please focus on the light, on this or better, harm to none. All right? Don't become extremists oh, I can create the future. I'll fix them. Here we go. No, this is not the time to be doing that. You're not teenagers.
We're not?
You're spiritual adults. All right? You're cosmic beings. You're assisting a planet through its ascension. We remind you of this because that is a very important piece here. And you have incredible impact. And as was discussed earlier around emotions, you're going to find some of you that your own worst enemies. You mean I make myself sick? Yes, you can. Now, you've always had the ability to have impact that way, but it's so amplified now that it can hit you like that. We don't want to see any of you do that. That's the reason this was discussed tonight, and that we really did encourage the channel to bring all this up. Now, unfortunately, she walks through it first so that she gets this. She can always speak with conviction. Now, it triggered anger in you, Veronica, and it must have triggered some fear, didn't it?
Yeah, deep sadness, you know.
Mm-hmm. So was that safety, perhaps?
I think so. I think it's, it's kind of the crashing and burning of the illusions of creating, I think.
Right. Now, you're not the first person who wanted to leave the planet or the country in the event that certain people got into office, and we would recommend that's probably not the greatest solution. However, again, becoming aware of the lenses through which, because your responses to things are going to be exaggerated for a while, people, and it's going to give you a wonderful opportunity to start paying attention through this time of huge energy. The exaggerated responses will give you an opportunity to say, wait a minute, what's my drive here? What's my lens? Is this power? Is this safety? Is this trust? Is this value? What is it? What am I feeling right now? Well, I'm just damn mad.
I think mine might have been power, you know. Feeling a deep powerlessness or something.
Yes, and abuse of power.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a key issue for you, isn't it?
Not
your abuse, but others. Isn't it?
Yes.
And so as a power person, aren't you going to pay attention to... Well, you might be the power monitor.
Ha, that's a big job.
Listen, there are many of you out there that are power monitors. Don't kid yourself.
I think the monitors look a bit like geckos, don't they?
Well, how, you know, again, anyone that holds themselves out is powerful. Not because they say they're powerful, but by virtue of what it is that they do. It's implied that they must be powerful. Don't you think there are power monitors out there eyeballing them, listening to them, judging them, evaluating them perhaps? We won't always say judging, but deciding if they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think they're so powerful. They think they are. Prove it. Right?
That goes on all the time when people are empowered by comparison to one another and doing external things, doesn't it?
Again, you always look at the person who's making the comparison of themselves to others.
Mm-hmm.
And what lens are they looking through? Value, of course.
Mm.
How do I compare to them? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Value and power. Right. What they're really saying is I'm really more powerful than they are. I just haven't found a way to get in the limelight. You see?
Yeah.
Now love. All right. For all of you, you could make it so much easier on yourselves if you were willing to be loved. And stop tying love to money. If you really loved me, God, you'd make sure I have money in the bank. And God's open-handed and hearted, of course, God is not a physical being, but open-handed and hearted going, but I love you. Isn't love enough? If you're loved enough, you can create anything you want, anything you desire. Are you willing to receive the love? Are you willing to be the love? I don't need to give it to you. You can create anything you desire. You just don't believe it yet. And so you want to hold me responsible as withholding from you? But I gave you everything. And said, here, go create all that you desire. Do you understand, Veronica?
I do, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a little difficult to comprehend in a certain way when we take that paternalistic.
Well, again, here comes another lens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anger at the masculine in God.
He giveth and taketh away.
Yes, and the earning. Look, I earned this.
Yeah.
Look at all I've sacrificed.
Checks and balances. Yeah.
Yes, my entitlement. Where is my entitlement? That will get you nowhere. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is give away big chunks of power. Something you had all along. And now all of the doors are opening up for you to see more of who you really are, how magical you really are, how powerful you really are. And many of you are still standing there with your bank book going, but where's the money? Or the job? Or the boyfriend or girlfriend?
We only have two more minutes.
Oh, all right. Veronica, talk about your shows, dear.
Yeah, my next show at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night is with Linda Sherman, who's an astrologer and is a very feisty woman when it comes to talking about economy and economics and politics. So I'm just thinking about my anger. I thought she'll probably assuage that too, you know.
Oh, very wonderful. Well,
and then I'll be on Radiance by Design, 7 o'clock next Thursday. We had wonderful call-ins this time teaching meditations, and today we talked about the rising feminine, and then you'll be on at 8 o'clock, and that's next
wonderful
week. Thank you.
All right. Now, by this clock here, we still have another 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh, we have to be done by what? Oh, we only have 1 minute.
Really? All right.
We have to be done earlier than 9 o'clock. We could probably squeeze to 8:50.
All right. Well, the channel's clock here shows 10 till.
Oh, well, these are all 8:55.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll go with yours.
Okay. We don't want you to be hooked off stage.
Good one, Veronica. All right, we'd love to come work with all of you tonight. And tonight, if you are willing, as you go to sleep tonight, call us in with one intention only. I want to receive love. I'm willing to be loved. I open myself to the love. That's all you need do. I open myself to the love. And see tomorrow morning if you don't feel different. it would be our joy and our pleasure. To work with you tonight. To love you tonight. And all of those that join in with us, the masters, as you call them, the angels, the archangels, beings of different dimensions and levels, things that you don't even yet know about, wanting to participate. It would be our joy. You deserve to be loved. The love is freely given to you. You need not earn it. You need not be special. You need not be powerful. You're always valuable. And you're always powerful, by the way. We'd like to help you see more of who you are. And the more you're willing to be loved, the more you can see the truth of who you are. We love you all so very much, dear ones, dear Veronica and Robert. We love you both.
Thank you.
Until we speak with you again, all of you in this format, namaste, dear one.
Namaste. We love you.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Are we on?
Yes, we are.
Okay. A piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and Robert and I, and a piece of us is in each and every one of you, if you want it. It's there whether you want it or not. We love you all so very much. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being with us and playing with us. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Night, Jackie.
Night, Ronnie. Night, Bobby.
Night.